Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Rote rote dil pakad kar rahe.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, well, we welcome you to this segment of ours. Alhamdulillah, you know, Friday, Jumu'ah, it is with Mufti Muhammad Aku Saab, Hafidhahullah. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. 29th Shaban, 1446 is the date. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum, hana, all well?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How is Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah for the opportunity. No shukar, Allah's mercy, Allah giving us opportunities. We hopeful we can see Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the month is shining. But we don't know if we'll be there, above the ground, or above the earth, or beneath.
It's important you alert us of this, Mufti Saab, because we feel like we're already there. We don't have to make Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan.
But really death, as you say. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And then, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadana lana. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. So Allah, keep us with salamati. And that could mean healthy and strong and alive for Ramadan. And oh Allah, keep Ramadan perfect for us. Because sometimes we can be alive, but Allah knows, maybe we can be transformed into something else. Maybe somebody can get so sick, or a heart attack, or a tumor, or whatever. There's no guarantee at all. Only Allah. Allah alone is in control. We all read Surah Yasin this morning. What an amazing verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ بِالْخَلْقِ. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَلَوْ نَشَاءَ لَطَوَسْنَا عَلَىٰ عَلِيمٍ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says towards the end of Surah Yasin, oh my banna, if we want, we can transform you. لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِ. Wherever they are, I can transform them into something else, into sickness, into another creature. لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. Then Allah says, فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا. Man is going somewhere. He's so determined as each year at this time. Allah says, oh my banda, if I transform you and I take away your ability and your memory, فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا. Man won't even be able to proceed further on his journey. Leave going further on his journey. Then the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Without Allah's help, we won't even remember our way home. What a ni'mah of Allah. Man goes nicely, gets his work done. Alhamdulillah, Allah blesses him, the day goes well. We should make shukr to Allah. Now, the ability to come home, it's a ni'mah of Allah. Thank Allah. It's only Allah giving us the strength. How many can't even come home? How many just get so sick they can't even remember their way home? There was a brother visiting Darul Uloom. He wanted to meet Asati there because he studied in the early days. So I met him, I greeted him. Then he's looking for Mufti Aku. So I realized it wasn't me. But anyway, I mentioned my name to him and I realized it was one of Aku's. So I took him to meet our principal. And in that, he was so happy. And he studied in the early days. And then he wanted to meet Maulana Manga Saab, so I took him there as well. So happy. Then he was mentioning, as we were having a discussion, we were making his khidmah about his father. Yeah, Allah make it easy for his father. He went into hospital for a small procedure, just a shoulder operation, where there was an extra buildup of calcium, which was expected to be around the bone. Expected to be a short procedure, not even half an hour. He even went driving to the hospital with his own vehicle. He didn't wake up for over a year now from that operation up to today. Allah says, وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Man can't even return home without the help, without the permission, without the will of Allah. So we are totally in need of Allah. An amazing dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, and there's a similar wording to Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anha. The wedding where he taught this dua to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Ya Fatima, ma yamna'uki, oh Hazrat Fatima, what stops you from this dua daily? An taquli idha asbahti wa idha amsayti. To read these words morning and evening. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. As اصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. Oh, the ever-living. Oh, Allah, who's Hay, who's always living, who's the controller of life, who's the giver of life. Ya Qayyum. Oh, that being who's the controller of the entire universe, Qayyum. I beseech thy mercy, rahmatika astaghi. Ya Allah, you solve all my situations, my issues, my problems, my works for me. Ya Allah, leave me not to myself, even though it may be for a blink of an eyelid. أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. And you can also read it with the plural. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum برحمتك نستغيث. Change the alif. This is for the respected listeners. You transform it into plural. You change the alif to a noon. برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. In the wordings of Hazrat Zayd's dua, he said, Allah, if you leave me to myself, you are leaving me to something totally incapable, weak, unworthy, unable. One of the amazing du'as in the Hizbul A'zam is, oh Allah, wherever I am and whichever of my works I'm involved in, Ya Allah, you help me in that. And my works that I have not managed to reach, Ya Allah, you solve that for me. وَحْفَظْنِي فِيمَا غِبْتُ عَنْهُ. Ya Allah, the certain works I need to resolve, and I'm not present in that situation, you solve it for me. But Ya Allah, the works that I'm trying to solve myself, I still can't do it on my own. وَحْفَظْنِي فِيمَا غِبْتُ عَنْهُ وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي فِيمَا حَضَرْتُ. So our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, rely on Allah. Seek the help of Allah. Try our best without relying on ourselves. It is from Allah. The controller is Allah. The doer is Allah. The provider is Allah. Everything in the hands of Allah. And nothing can happen without Allah. Allah is living before every living. حَيٌّ قَبْلَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ حَيٌّ بَعْدَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ حَيٌّ فَوْقَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ حَيٌّ يُبِيتُ كُلَّ حَيٍّ حي لا يشبهه حي لم يزل ولا يزال ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. Allah is living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living. He gives death to every living. Living, there is nothing living like Allah. He was from forever. He will be forever. What He wants happens as He wants, how He wants, when He wants, in the manner He wants, on whom He wants, in the amount He wants. And if He doesn't want anything to happen, humanity can join forces to stop the irada of Allah. Humanity can do nothing against Allah's will. In the Quran, Surah Furqan, Allah says, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. مخلوق does not even possess for themselves. لا يملكون لأنفسهم. They can't even cause any harm to anyone else, leave alone themselves. They can't even bring benefit to others or themselves. لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا. Man cannot even control his own death from coming. وَلَا حَيَاتًا. مخلوق cannot even control his life. وَلَا حَيَاتًا. وَلَا نُشُورًا. Nor can مخلوق be resurrected on their own. We are totally in need of Allah. In Surah Al-Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O humanity, you all, Allah is telling us, are in need of Allah. Sab faqir hai faqir. Allah hi ghani hai ghani. All is totally weak and in need of Allah. Allah alone is all powerful. Allah is all in total control. Allah is totally independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter, the chapter before Surah Yasin, Subhanallah. We all should learn the verse and see the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my banda, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ those who you turn to besides Allah, لا يملكون من قتمير, ما يملكون من قتمير, they don't even own قتمير. Imagine what is قتمير. Now we request the respected listeners to do this exercise, to look at what is قتمير, take one كجور. Obviously, you're not fasting today, so take the kajur and do it again with your children when breaking the fast. Take the kajur, eat it. MashaAllah, enjoy the kajur. Take Allah's name, Bismillah. Now you ate it, after that you got the seed. When you're looking at the seed, now you scratch the seed and you scrape it. And you'll see a very, very faint, light, tasteless, colorless membrane. Has no taste, has no color, has no weight. That wrapper, slight, faint wrapper around, especially the fresh date, which is the rutab, that wrapper is qitmir. Allah is telling us, whoever you are turning to besides Allah, leave possessing the kajur. Makhluk cannot even possess that membrane wrapping around the date. Ya Allah. There's an amazing incident, which is, subhanAllah, in the previous scriptures about Allah's Qudra. I want to share that. SubhanAllah. Allah is so great. Where Allah greets His creation, that this is my message to you. فَأُوَّلُ ذَلِكَ O my bando, أَنِّي أَخْرَجْتُكُمْ مِنَ الْعَدْمِ إِلَى الْوُجُودِ وَاخْتَرْتُ لَكُمُ الْجُودِ وَأَنْشَأْتُ لَكُمُ الْأَسْمَاعَ فَسَمِعْتُمْ وَالْأَبْصَارَ فَأَبْصَرْتُمْ والألسنة فنطقتم والقلوب فعلمتم والعقول ففهمتم وأشهدتكم على أنفسكم بالوحدانية فشهدتم. Oh my brother, how many favors have I given you? I've taken you out of non-existence into existence. I've chosen that I will deal with you generously. I've created and initiated for you limbs of hearing, of vision, of speech, meaning the ears, the eyes, the tongues, the hearts, so you can understand, the minds, so you can retain and ponder. And I've made you witness to see yourself, my oneness. And you bore testimony to my oneness. وَعِنْدَ الْإِقْبَالِ أَدْبَرْتُمْ وَبَعْدَ الْإِقْرَارِ أَنْكَرْتُمْ. Now when you're supposed to turn to Allah, oh Bando, why do you turn to me? When you have acknowledged, why do you deny? وَنَقَضْتُمْ عُهُودَنَا. Why have you, O humanity, broken my pledge? فَلَا يُحِشَنَّكُمْ ذَلِكَ مِنَّا. But don't get despondent. فَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you turn to your Allah accepts you. وَزِدْنَا فِي الْكَرَمِ وَجُدْنَا. We will increase you in generosity abundantly. فَمَنْ عَثَرَ أَقَلْنَا وَمَنْ تَابَ قَبِلْنَا وَمَنْ نَسِيَ ذَكَرْنَا وَمَنْ عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا شَكَرْنَا. He who slips or trips, we forgive. And as long as he's trying, and he who repents, we accept. He who forgets, we remind and remember. ذَكَرْنَا ذَكَرْنَا. And the one who aspires and tries a little of endeavor for Allah, we appreciate. We give you generously. نُعْطِي وَنَمْنَحْ وَنَجُودُ وَنَسْمَحْ وَنَعْفُ وَنَصْفَحْ. We give you generously. We pardon you abundantly. We overlook you profusely, and we conceal you immaculately. كَرَمُنَا مَبْذُولُ وَفَتْرُنَا مَسْبُولُ. Our generosity is granted to you. Our concealment is shielding you. عَبْدِي أُنْظُرْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَارْتِفَاعِهَا وَالشَّمْسِ وَشُعَاعِهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَقْطَارِهَا وَالْبِحَارِ وَأَمْوَاجِهَا وَالْفُصُولِ وَأَزْمَانِهَا والأوقات وإتيانها وما هو ظاهر وكامن ومتحرك وساكن ومستيقظ وراقد وراكع وساجد وما غاب وما حضر وما خفي وما ظهر الكل يشهد بجلالي ويقر بكمالي ويعلن عن ذكري ولا يغفل عن شكري. Oh my banda, look around you, admire the skies and its loftiness and the sun and its rays, شعائها, the earth and the regions of the earth, the oceans and its waves, the seasons and the times. And interestingly, to digress as we translate this, look at the seasons, look at the rain, all from the Qudra of Allah. raindropping foot pattern. Subhanallah. And there's such a change of season throughout the world. Areas that are hot are getting hotter. Areas that were very hot are getting cooler. Some areas are getting colder. There's an amazing hadith of the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, وَسَيَعُودُ بِلَادُ الْعَرَبِ مُرُوجًا وَأَنْهَارًا. The lands of Arabia will once again be transformed into green meadows and pastures. Now imagine this hadith. Those who went for Umrah 20, 30, 40 years ago can remember the desert land around that region. But those who have been recently in the last few years, the greenery, the abundance of rain. Last year there was snow. The abundance of meadows and greenery there. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago said that region of desert land will be transformed into a green meadow and pasture. But the hadith doesn't just say will it be transformed. It says once again. And that has intrigued scientists to research, and they find that underneath the desert, historically, many decades or millenniums ago, these regions were very, very green. That's why when the Quran Kareem speaks of Surah Sabah, just prior to the chapter we were discussing earlier about the date pit and the date and the membrane around the pit, the chapter prior to that is Sabah. And that is a nation that was ungrateful to Allah. And Allah took away everything from the green lands, how it was transformed into desertous, disastrous lands, from beautiful, sweet fruit, was all transformed into thorns. So in the same way, how the seasons are changing. Scientists are also shocked at that. Studying the core of the earth, they find that the earth is going slower. And soon it comes to a complete halt. And when the earth comes to a complete halt, it then will start moving its motion clockwise. Naturally, it's anti-clockwise, tawaf-wise. That's why everything we do from the right. That's closest to sunnah. But then the earth doing that will soon come to a halt because it's stopping 3 seconds every period of time. And when it comes to a complete halt, it will start another motion in another direction. But because it's starting to gain momentum, it starts slowly. And that would cause a year to go by for one day to pass. And as the earth gained momentum, for the next day, it would take a month. And for the next day, it would take a week. And the next day would take a normal day. Imagine, scientists are saying this now, when our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 1400 years ago, when Dajjal comes, he would remain for 40 days. And the first day would take a year to go by. Look at Sahaba's concern. What was their question? Oh Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will we perform our salah? What is our concern, respected Ummah? Shouldn't it be our relationship with Allah? Our ta'alluq with Allah? Oh Allah's Nabi, how do we perform our salah? The beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained that calculate the hours from one prayer to another. The earth taking 1 year to make its circle for the sunrise, the sunset and so forth, does not hinder our salah. The hours it takes, it passes from Fajr to Dhuhr and vice versa, and Dhuhr to Asr, Maghrib to Isha, and Asr to Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha. Those hours would be calculated and perform our salah. Salah is not left no matter what. Astonishing is what they are saying now. But subhanallah, our conviction has to be in the words of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were discussing how the seasons have changed drastically, subhanallah. And our beloved said, everything our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is completely, totally true, without a doubt, subhanallah. Please, respected Ummah, introduce our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world. How long has gone by when humanity, the people we interact with on a daily basis, don't know our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That's why I respected Ummah. Make sure our akhlaq is pure. Our akhlaq is correct. Our kindness, generosity. that we make sure we don't do anyone down because we are carrying the flag of Islam. It should never be said, yeah, these Muslims are like that. How can our heart tolerate our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful deen and sunnah and Islam be blemished due to our actions? People should want to be Muslim because we should be so cautious and careful when it comes to dealing with humanity, that we want humanity to see the beauty of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected Ummah. Let's have this intention. Ramadan is arriving. Ramadan is coming. Will we be around or not? We have to change. We have to make a difference. This report here I want to just complete where Allah says, look at everything around you. Look at the seasons and the changes. Look at everything apparent and hidden. Everything that moves and is calm. And everything that is alive and everything that is asleep. Everything in ruku', everything in sajda, everything apparent and hidden. Everything testifies my glory. Al-kullu yashhad bijalali. And everyone acknowledges my greatness and announces my remembrance and is never negligent of me. But oh my banda, al-kuruka wa tansani, that you are doing something different. I remember you, but you forget me. I conceal you, but you consider me not. Wa asturuka wa la tar'ani. Oh my banda, if I command the earth, it would swallow you instantaneously. لَبْتَلَعْتْكَ مِنْ حَيْنِيَا. Or the oceans, it would drown you in its depths. لَأَغْرَقَتْكَ فِي مَعِينِيَا. But oh my banda, I am protecting you through my qudrat. I support you through my power. And I give you time and respite to recognize and see. I give you time to open your eyes. Because oh my banda, by the qasam of my izzah and my jalal, فَوَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَبُدَّ لَكَ مِنَ الْوُرُودِ عَلَيَّ. Oh my banda, you have to come to me. You have to stand before me. Where your actions would be enumerated before you. And you would be reminded of your actions. And now, when you are totally sure of your utter ruination and destruction, oh my banda, then you'd be sure you have to go to hell. But still, I still want you to turn to me. Because oh my banda, because of you, my name is Ghaffar. فَمِنْ أَجْلِكَ سَمَّيْتُ نَفْسِيَ الْغَفَّارِ. So one of the great a'mal to carry out in the month of Ramadan, the hadith of Hazrat Salman al-Farisi رضي الله عنه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, subhanAllah, before Ramadan came in, Hazrat Salman رضي الله عنه says, before Ramadan came in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A very, very blessed, great month has come to you. And such a month, in this month is a night. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This night is better than 1,000 months. A month Allah has made the fast a duty and a compulsory action. شَهْرٌ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَ نَهَارِهِ فَرِيضًا. And Allah has made the Taraweeh by night the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he who goes and acquires Allah's proximity with good deeds, he would get the reward of one who fulfills a farida in any other month. And the one who fulfills a farida in this month gets the reward of accomplishing 70 faraid in any other month. And it is the month of sabr, wa huwa shahru sabr. And the reward of patience is jannah. And this is the one month of sympathy for others, wa shahru al-muwasa, caring for others. When there's hunger, think about those hungry in the world and save whatever we can and send to them. Many are hungry out of Ramadan also, our brothers, subhanAllah, in the Mubarak lands of Sham and Palestine, not even in Ramadan only, out of Ramadan also. Many were concerned that smoke last year going inside their mouths, has that caused their fast to break. Think of people, sympathy, empathy, a month where one's risk is multiplied. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who grants and arranges for the fast of one to break, to make iftari, this would become a means of forgiveness for his sins and the liberation of his neck from hellfire. مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِ وَعِدْقًا لِرَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And he would get a similar reward to the one fasting. So the fasting person gets the full reward of fasting, and the one who gives him iftari gets the reward also abundantly because of ikram and khidmah. Without one reward diminishing the other, Allah gives both, subhanAllah. Then the sahaba's concern, oh Allah's beloved, or like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all of us can afford feeding the fasting person. Now imagine, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everyone the opportunity. He says, Allah will give the thawab for that person who even feed the fasting person over a date, or a drink of water, or a drink of milk. What we learn from here? Those who have, mashallah, abundance, give people in abundance. Those who don't have, there's no excuse. Give something. Give of ourselves. This is the month to learn to give of ourselves and to learn how to be selfless and not selfish. Sometimes we think we don't have, so we justify it. No. If we have a little, give of what we have and serve humanity. Give people. It's the month, the first of which, awwaluhu rahmah, is the mercy of Allah. The middle of which encompasses the forgiveness of Allah. The last of which, being the last 10 days, is liberation from hell. And Allah's beloved said, increase in this month in four amazing qualities. Two you cannot do without. And two, you will please Allah thereby. The two that you cannot do without, subhanallah. The two that you seek Allah's pleasure thereby is abundance of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And seek His forgiveness with astaghfirullah. And the two you cannot do without is that you seek Allah's paradise and you seek His protection from hell. Allah give us tawfiq. The one who quenches the fasting person, Allah will quench him from my pond, such a drink, after which he would never ever get thirsty again. Subhanallah. So this is the month. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Ask Allah to help us. Let's connect to the Quran. Let's connect to the Sunnah. Let's learn to serve each other. The hadith also mentioned the one who makes it easy, خَفَّفَ عَنْ مَمْلُوكِهِ. He makes it easy for his, the literal translation is slave, that was common in the world at the time. It also refers to one who makes it easy for his staff. We request you, respected Ummah, make it easy for our staff in this month. Give them an early off. Your office closes at 5, close it at 4. And say to your Muslim staff, go home, make tilawat of the Quran. Say to the non-Muslim staff, I give you off also, and here's something extra. This is the month of Ramadan. Let them also feel the blessings of the month of Ramadan. And then also encourage them that this is the month of Ramadan. We exhort you to also read a translation of the Quran. Here's one. Read. If you have any questions, ask me. This is a special month. This is the month in which the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. And not only the Quran Kareem, all the previous scriptures were revealed in the month of Ramadan. But the greatest book, the Quran, was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So use this month, this opportunity also. Let's not justify our cruelty and ways of vulgarity and expect people to understand. We want to speak to them the way we want to speak to them because they're our staff and we can say what we want. Who gave us that right that we can use this tongue Allah gave us and utter such words of vulgarity? And then we think it's the month of Ramadan, so we are moody and it is justified. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Do not do such a despicable act. Using the month of Ramadan as a justification to swear people because Allah made it that you are the owner of the company and those are individuals who are your staff and they need the salary. Do not look down upon Allah's creation. This is the month to be cool and calm. And when we are hungry, go out of our way to make more khidmat of people. Feed people. Help people. Be cool and calm. When we make a mistake, apologize immediately. Allah give us tawfiq.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti sahab, for that wonderful advice. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.